Bedtime Bites presents The Wizard Who Lost His Wand. In a cozy cottage at the edge of the Whispering Woods lived a young wizard named Wren. His pointy hat was always slightly crooked, and his robes were adorned with twinkling stars that changed colors with his mood. Wren was known throughout the land for his ability to make flowers giggle and clouds dance, but most of all for his extraordinary magic wand. Wren's wand was unlike any other. It was carved from a branch of the ancient whisper tree and polished until it shimmered like moonlight on a calm lake. At its tip sat a tiny glowing acorn that pulsed with magical energy. One bright morning, Wren decided to practice a new spell. He twirled his wand, spoke the magic words, and suddenly, a shower of colorful butterflies burst forth, filling his cottage with fluttering wings. Wren laughed with delight, watching the butterflies swirl around him. But as he reached out to catch one, his wand slipped from his fingers. In a blink, it vanished among the sea of fluttering wings. Wren gasped, his heart sinking as he realized his precious wand was lost. Determined to find it, Wren set out on a quest through the Whispering Woods. He asked the wise old owl if she had seen his wand, but she only blinked sleepily and shook her head. He questioned the mischievous squirrels, but they were too busy chasing each other to pay attention. As the sun began to set, Wren felt discouraged. How could he be a wizard without his wand? Just then, he heard a soft, tinkling sound, like tiny bells in the breeze. Following the sound, he came upon a clearing bathed in moonlight. There, in the center of the clearing, stood a circle of mushrooms glowing with a soft, silvery light. Wren gasped as he saw his wand floating above the mushrooms, surrounded by dozens of tiny fairies. They were using it as a maypole, dancing and twirling around it with gossamer ribbons. "Excuse me," Wren said politely, "but I believe that's my wand." The fairies stopped their dance and turned to look at him with curious eyes. The smallest fairy, no bigger than Wren's thumb, flew up to him and asked in a voice like chiming crystals, "Are you the wizard who makes flowers laugh?" Wren nodded, a small smile playing on his lips. "Yes, that's me." The fairies buzzed with excitement. "We've heard so much about your magic," they exclaimed. "Would you show us a spell?" Wren's smile faded. "I'm afraid I can't," he said sadly. "Not without my wand." The fairies looked at each other, then back at Wren. The smallest fairy spoke again. "But magic doesn't come from the wand, dear wizard. It comes from within you." Wren blinked in surprise. He had never thought of it that way before. Encouraged by the fairy's words, he closed his eyes and concentrated. He thought of the joy he felt when performing magic, the wonder in people's eyes when they saw his spells. Slowly, he raised his hands and whispered the words to make flowers giggle. To his amazement, the clearing filled with the sound of tiny, bell-like laughter as flowers sprouted from the ground, their petals shaking with mirth. The fairies clapped and cheered, their wings shimmering with delight. They gently lowered Wren's wand and presented it to him. "Your magic is truly wonderful," they said. "Thank you for sharing it with us." Wren took his wand, feeling a new sense of confidence. He realized that while his wand was a useful tool, the true magic had always been inside him. From that day on, Wren practiced magic both with and without his wand. He never forgot the lesson the fairies taught him, and he made sure to visit the clearing often, filling it with laughter and wonder. And so as the stars twinkled in the night sky, Wren returned to his cozy cottage, his wand in hand and his heart full of magic. He knew that no matter what adventures lay ahead, he would always